Brad, I've County Sheriff Mark Nichols with us, and earlier this week he attended a hearing in Jefferson City with the Missouri House dealing with the state reimbursing counties for housing prisoners. And what was your initial reaction to what you heard?
Well, I believe that it was positive. There was some very good testimony on both parts, however, being the sheriff and living it. We would like to see the compensation for holding state inmates come to the county. I mean, we rely on that money for our budgets and the counties so we can continue to operate smoothly.
Okay, how far behind is the state in paying Randolph County right now?
Right now, and this is just for year 2019, we still have some from last year, but this year alone, we're at $143,000.
Okay, so what does that do when you see that figure? Because I imagine that makes you cringe and the commission cringe.
Absolutely. You know, that's money that the first of the year, at the end of last year when we start our filling out our budgets, and calculating them, that's money that we put in there, and that's a shortfall of $143,000, and by the end of the year it'll be more.
And that's not even really what it costs you to house that inmate, is it?
Absolutely not. Right now the state allows $22.58 per day for inmates that are convicted of state crimes and sentenced to the Department of Corrections. Any day that they are in the county jail, the state will give you $22.58. Significantly, it costs more than that to hold an inmate. Right now, our costs are up around $46 to $48 a day.
All right. Has this changed an awful lot since you've been sheriff?
As far as the cost that they allow, the per diem cost, it has fluctuated. We are at the highest that we've ever been. Back in 1976, the state legislature set a cap on it for $37.50. However, it has never broke the $25 threshold. Actually, the $22.58 that we are currently getting is the highest. We've been down since I've been in law enforcement, I believe $15 or $17 a day.
All right. There were a lot of sheriffs who were with you at that hearing earlier in the week. What did you folks talk about? Is there an answer to this?
Well, the answer is that both sides get together and try to come up with a compromise. We're not going to be able to do anything if we sit and point fingers at each other. Do they want to cut their cost by not paying for inmates? Absolutely, but we don't want to have to put the burden on our taxpayers in our counties for this as well. So we need to come up with a compromise. They've talked about electronic monitoring, and that was one topic that was talked about. However, there was a sheriff out of Greene County that tried it for a couple of years, and the program failed. So, there's areas that we are looking into, but we want to look for, safe avenues to take.
And you can't tell the state, no, we're not going to take them, can you?
No, absolutely not. It's in statute that if they're medically fit for confinement, that you have to take them.
All right, Randolph County Sheriff Mark Nichols joins us today in Quicksland this morning.